Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love comedy, movies, and Hollywood satire, you're going to want to listen to a brand new podcast called Get It to Dutch.
In Get It to Dutch, we play three aspiring screenwriters on a quest to get a script to big-time Hollywood producer Dutch Huxley.
Each week on the podcast, we perform a movie script right before your ears.
It's like going to a movie with your eyes closed.
And we have amazing guest stars, including Tim Robinson, Rob Hubel, Lily Sullivan, Jamie Moyer, and Weird Al Yankovic.
Listen to Get It to Dutch, a screenwriter's journey on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Furry, funny, and fascinating, the Pallas's cat is perhaps one of the most expressive felines in the world, and that's saying a lot. These cats famously appear cantankerous, in part due to their flat faces and large eyes with round pupils, a bit more like a human or a monkey than a house cat. With their distinctive black and white markings down their cheeks, drooping whiskers, and long fur, they look like grumpy old men who are unamused with your shenanigans. Also known as the Manul cat, after their taxonomical species name, Autocolobus manul, these wild cats are only about the size of your average house cat. They look a little larger because they have the longest and densest fur in the feline world. It's mostly solid gray in the winter, but as summer arrives, their coats gain faint stripes and some earthy, rusty highlights. But why all that fluff? It's less about making them look larger and more about having a camouflaged winter parka. That abundance of long fur helps them stay warm in the frigid temperatures of their high-altitude habitat, while keeping them hidden from deadly predators amidst rocky landscapes. Pallas's cats are found throughout Central Asia, with the largest populations thought to be in cold, dry parts of Mongolia and Russia, where they've long held a level of celebrity status. They've played the role of mascot for the Moscow Zoo for over 30 years. The name Pallas's cats comes from one Peter Simon Pallas, a German zoologist who was the first to describe them. Pallas was part of the first Russian-Siberian expedition to survey the Russian Empire in the 1700s. There are also an assortment of birds, other mammals, and plants that bear his name. Their chilly habitat is also the reason for Pallas's cats' trademark tiny ears, which bear the same cup shape as other cats but are much smaller and rounded instead of pointed, increasing their resemblance to cranky Muppets. Their genus name, Autocolobus, actually means ugly ears. But whatever you think of them personally, this ear shape plays a crucial part in their survival. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Jim Sanderson, the founder and director of the Small Wildcat Conservation Foundation. He explained, "Winter in the Asian steppe, especially at high latitudes in Mongolia and north into Russia and the windswept grasslands of Kazakhstan, can be brutally cold. Large ears, like those of a jackrabbit, give off a lot of body heat, an advantage in the hot desert, like the Sonoran Desert, but a disadvantage in cold places. Having no ears would be best, But Pallas's cats must also listen for rodents, so they need ears. Evolution has produced the perfect compromise. During the day, Pallas's cats lounge in dens they create in small caves, rock cracks, and under boulders. At dusk, they emerge to hunt, searching for small prey like pikas, birds, voles, and hares. They're quite cautious, squatting low to the ground or behind rocks to blend in, a behavior which serves as both an advantage for sneaking up on prey, as well as protection against predators. But once ready to pounce, they're very aggressive. In or out of their dens, Pallas's cats don't socialize much. The male cats don't stick around after mating. Younglings will live with their mother in litter for a few months up to a year after birth, and then strike out and stake out their own territory. So, is it all the snarky attitude that keeps others away? Not at all, explains Henderson. Quote, all 33 species of small cats and 6 of 7 big cats are solitary. Lions are the single exception. While many feline fans would love to have such a curiously cute furball join their home, the Pallas's cat isn't suited for domestic life. And not only are they solitary and wild animals that are built to hunt, their health can be in serious jeopardy when removed from their high-altitude habitat. A Pallas's cats have a specialized immune system that allows them to thrive in those high altitudes, but it's not built to fight the increased number of bacteria and viruses found in lower areas, ultimately causing a high mortality rate in captivity. Populations of these cats are in decline, and they're currently considered near threatened. Human activity seems to be their greatest threat. Some local peoples do hunt them for their fur, meat, and fat, but even just the expansion of human settlements into their habitat has been damaging. Pockets of the cats are now effectively isolated, limiting their gene pools, and measures meant to control rodents like pikas sometimes kill Pallas's cats too. Given the dangers of placing Pallas's cats in lower altitude habitats, conservation is a bit tricky in comparison with many other near-threatened animals. They're not placed in zoos or other rehabilitation programs as often, so the typical captive breeding approach doesn't increase the population very much. Scientists and wildcat conservation societies continue to do research to better understand and protect the Pallas's cat. Even if you aren't able to trek to high altitudes in Asia to see one or find one of these fluffy furballs in a zoo, you can still enjoy a treasure trove of online photos of their beautifully grumpy expressions. Today's episode is based on the article, The Pallas's Cat is the Original Grumpy Wildcat, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Katie Carmen. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love comedy movies and Hollywood satire, you're going to want to listen to a brand new podcast called Get It to Dutch.
In Get It to Dutch, we play three aspiring screenwriters on a quest to get a script to big-time Hollywood producer Dutch Huxley.
Each week on the podcast, we perform a movie script right before your ears.
It's like going to a movie with your eyes closed.
And we have amazing guest stars, including Tim Robinson, Rob Hubel, Lily Sullivan, Jamie Moyer, and Weird Al Yankovic.
Listen to Get It to Dutch, a screenwriter's journey on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.